All right, this is your man, Sir Earl, coming at you again. Today is Friday, October 23rd. I'm coming to you a little bit earlier because we have Chie, my wife, has a photo shoot tomorrow, which will be Saturday, so we'll be busy all day with that. Sunday, we have some things to do in terms of working and picking out and finalizing a deal on some equipment and things for Next Level Fitness, which is our next gym that we're about to open in a couple of weeks. But I wanted to first say, I wanted to give congratulations to a good friend of mine. You can check it on my other social media platforms, or you can Google it. His name is Charles Duke Tanner. He's a undefeated professional boxer from Gary, Indiana. And he was just granted clemency from President Donald Trump after 16 years in prison, and he had 14 more to go. He was originally, is one of the things that I learned because I went to his trial. I don't get a lot into racism. It does exist, but that's what it is, you know. But I saw firsthand the disparity between how we get time and as blacks and how they get time as other ethnic groups, Spanish, white or whatever. But he originally was sentenced to two life terms in prison, okay? And anyone that knows prison system, state time, you do 50% of your time day for day, or you do 85% of your time, depending on the crime that you committed. But with federal time, you have to do every single day of your time. So when he was given a life sentence, basically he was going to die in prison. And his he committed a crime of, and he even admits it, that he was very bad in judgment, dealing with drugs. There was no guns. There was no, I mean, you get rapists and killers that don't even get life. But he got life, double life. And through the reprogramming of numbers of sentencing, which Obama passed when he was in office, his time was reduced from life to 30 years. So he had already did 16, so he had 14 more to go. Meaning he would have been, he's 24 when he went in, he's 40 now. He would have been 54 when he got out. Old man, can't do anything else in his life. So I'm not into politics on neither era. I'm just not. But I do give thanks to President Obama, President Trump, for giving clemency. He only handed it out to five people. There's millions of people that's incarcerated. So it was a godsend that he picked Charles Duke's name as the person to give clemency to. And I definitely will always appreciate that, because this guy is one of the good guys. He's really a good guy. And I know a lot of people sit back and they look and they saw, well, he was in prison, he couldn't have been that good. Being in prison don't mean you're a bad person. It means you made some bad decisions. And, you know, we all learn from our decisions. Unfortunately, being raised in the inner city, just as any person that lived and was raised in the inner city will tell you, we have a tendency to make choices of what's available right now. And that choice sometimes gets you killed. And that choice sometimes gets you locked up for a very long period of time. I was fortunate that I truly believe that God had his hand on me and he had a purpose, because I was making a lot of the dumbass decisions they were making, which any inner city gives you 2% chance of living, making it out alive. So I had a 98% chance that I would not make it out of Inglewood alive. So I did beat those odds. But I know how it is. I know how it works. I was not raised in the suburbs and with a silver spoon in my mouth. Parents had money, this and that. I was no different from the guys or something. I never sold drugs, but I did do a lot of illegal things that would have got me just as much time. So I definitely want to give thanks to Donald Trump for that that gesture of clemency to let him out time enough to rebuild his life. I really believe that he'll make the best advantage of having a second chance, which is what this prison reform is all about. And I think he'll do really, really well. I know he wants to get back in the ring and fight again, which I'm going to train him for that as far as the weight training and nutrition. I'm going to get him ready for that. It's going to be interesting. They have a movie coming out about him. He's in all the newspapers. So, like I said, if you go to Google and Google his name and, you know, Charles Duke Tanner from Gary, Indiana, you can read all about it, this whole plight and everything like that. And like I said, remember, people that are incarcerated, all of them are not bad people. Some of them made bad choices. You could be the nicest guy in the world to make a wrong choice and wind up in prison. I've seen it. Congressmen and senators and things like that, they make a bad choice and they wind up in prison. So I definitely want to say congratulations to Duke. Being out, seeing his son, you know, he has one son, and he hadn't seen him since the boy was probably 1 year old. So he's spending time with him now, which, you know, has got to be just one of the greatest things in the world, because he maintained a good, healthy relationship with his son while he was incarcerated. So it just keeps flowing. So I want to say thanks to Donald Trump. Thanks, President Trump. And I want to say congratulations to Duke on being free after 16 years. So that's one of the things I want to get out the way. Now, the second thing I want to talk about on this podcast, which is what the podcast is about. This podcast is about man's best friend, okay? Any person that has a dog or a pet, dog, cat, a parrot, you know, iguana, whatever they have, they understand the joy and the love that comes from having pets. Specifically, mine, we have a teacup Yorkie, okay, named Michi. And first off, Michi is not your typical teacup. Even though she was bought her from the breeder, she was born from a teacup litter. But most teacups, like a sister, is 2.5 to 3 pounds. Michi's damn near 11 pounds. Michi's huge. We've had her for 14 years since she was a puppy. She's old now. And as she has gotten older, I started to definitely see the age on her. I mean, she's still very healthy, runs every day, loves to eat, loves to eat. She eats all her food, love her treats. But you start to think about and imagine life if she's not there. And just the sadness that I have and just the imagination of her not being there is a lot. Michi is got such a personality. And once I started talking to more people that had Yorkies or reading about it, those are dogs are just have just so much personality. Michi will lay there and you'll call her and she'll look at you like you lost your damn mind. And she won't, she'll ignore you. She'll look the other way. She'll ignore you calling her. She's not one of them dogs. Be like, hey, come in. She come over there. But if she wants to spend time with you, nonstop barking, scratching on the door, jumping on you, licking in the face. I mean, she's a female dog, very moody. We found for years, like, she will take, and I don't know if all Yorkies do this, but she will take her treats. You'll give her a treat. She can count, right? She knows every day she gets 3 treats. So what she'll do, and we get it is a bacon strips, she'll take 2 and eat them right away. Wants you to break them up now. You can't just give it to her. You have to break it up and give it to her in pieces. That's the only way she'll eat it. And she takes the other one and she hides it. And, I mean, it can be hidden anywhere. Shoes, underwear, dirty clothes, suitcases, cushions of the couches, We found treats everywhere. And what will happen is that she'll come to you and she'll want a treat and you'll say no. And then she'll leave and she'll go get a treat and come back like, oh, you thought you did something? I still got one saved over. I call a Scooby snack. So she'll go and she'll get it and she'll bring it out. But she still wants you to break it up. But she's smart enough. She always saves a treat for later. And sometimes she'll go, we have a chair in our room, this lazy boy chair. And we keep a lot of clothes on that. So she'll jump up in the chair and she'll bury the treat. And then she'll keep barking at Chie to get the treat. But you don't know why she's barking. She's standing right by the chair, looking at the chair and barking. And you're like, what do you want? Why are you barking? And it's like, you put the damn treat up there. You get up there and get it. But she won't do that. She'll either me or Chie or Cameron, which is my son, we have to get a treat for her or else she ain't having it. So she's got that kind of person. It's like, but, you know, you can have me personally, you can have a horrible day. Running your business is really, really tough. People have no idea what it's like to run a business. But when you get home and that just that love and that happiness that she wants to share with you, it never gets old. It never gets old. I mean, she can get mad and pee in the house or poop in the house, even though she's house trained. And when you go over to it, she knows she did wrong. She'll put her head down and go hide under the bed somewhere. But 5 minutes later, she's back. She's wagging her tail. She's happy. She's happy to see you. And it just, it always, no matter what, for 14 years that we've had her, it brings joy to my day. And she is definitely a man's best friend. So anyone that has pets will know what I'm saying. I never thought I used to hear people talk about pets. I used to be like, yeah, you kind of just too fucking far with this. You know, that's not a person. But after having one and being so attached to her, I see exactly what they mean. I could not imagine life without her. You know, she's just a special, special pet. Gets on your nerves sometimes, but she's still one of the greatest gifts that I've ever had in my life, behind probably my son and my wife. She completes our house, and we just couldn't imagine life without her. But, you know, she has a time. She, you know, she puts us through her little mess, but you know, she likes to go walking 2-3 times a day. She loves being outside. Now that the leaves are falling in Chicago, she thinks every leaf is a squirrel running through the tree knocking leaves out. She hates squirrels with a passion. She will kill a squirrel if she ever could get her hands on one. She realized rabbits are too fast. She can't catch them, so she don't mess with them too much anymore. One time she went after this geese, a little baby geese. And somebody should have told her that the parents, they ain't afraid of you. Man, the mother and the father came running at her, making all this noise with their wings flapping, and they were going to bite her. And so now to this day, you know, 'cause we live right by a lake, so you see a lot of geese when you go that way. To this day, she will not ever go near a geese because of that incident. Same thing, we had a falcon, an eagle flying over. And the eagle was about to get her, you know. So she don't mess with birds like that. But she will chase, she will give a squirrel hell. She don't play that crap with squirrels. Probably got they run from her. And she just barks like crazy all day, all night. She sits on the edge of the couch, look outside, and bark at everything that comes past. But she is such a joy. She is such so special. She's so cute. You know, like I said, I just wanted to do a podcast acknowledging people that have pets that have this undying love for their pets. I wouldn't care if it's a goldfish. It gives you a special sense of happiness that can't be had by anything else. Kids get on your nerve, but you love them. But a pet, it adds a whole nother element to everything. So I wanted to make this podcast just to let people know that they love their animals, their pets, dogs specifically, that, you know, I'm with you. I get it. I understand. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl. I'm signing out. I want everybody to have a great time. Get out there and vote. Weather's changing. Enjoy what little weather we got left, a warm weather. And I'll check you guys next week. Peace.